Welcome to Throwback Theater, the show that takes a look back at some overlooked and forgotten movies from the 80s, 90s, and early aughts. I am Eric Lutz. Thank you so much for joining today. I have some very close friends with me. I have Lucas.
Sir, yes, sir.
I have Lee.
And Hutt.
And I have Chris.
We're doing good.
Today, we're taking a look at the movie Major Payne. And I just sort of want to start right away because sort of tell you how and why we picked this movie. So
yeah, please.
Yeah. So we were,
I'm in major pain from watching this.
So we were just sort of texting each other about what movie, and I threw it out there as a suggestion only because I had just watched it about a month ago.
Why?
Cause I like this movie.
Like you saw it on like Netflix or something?
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix.
And nobody fought me on it. Everyone's just like, all right, Major Payne will be next. Like, I figured somebody would be like, no, we're going to do something else. And everyone just agreed to it right away. I was very surprised.
I also, like, I think you originally pitched it as, like, it's kind of a back-to-school movie.
Yeah, it's kind of a back-to-school movie. They're in a school. That's close enough.
Maybe.
So,
this fucking movie.
Right, I think this is going to be a hot episode because, like I said, I watched this not even for the podcast about a month ago. Didn't take notes or anything, so my memory might be a little bit faded.
So you didn't rewatch it at all?
Didn't rewatch it. Just relied on my gut because I definitely liked this movie a lot as a kid. And even as an adult, I had a good time with it. And I think I might be the only one in that boat right now. Lee, why don't you give me first impressions?
I had never heard of this, so when you suggested it, I was like,
you'd
sure.
You'd never even heard of this movie.
No, I'm like, sure. And I literally, when I watched it, was the first time I had any exposure to this. And wow, this movie sucks. And in almost every category.
Are we doing first impressions everywhere?
Or? Yeah, I want to do first impressions, but
yeah,
I just
want to
say,
hear your impression, please. Of Major Payne.
Oh, we're doing impressions.
First impressions.
What do you want me to say?
I'm Eric. The ball is in your court, buddy.
And then Charlie's down in the woods. Fuck, I can't do it.
I mean, that was, you were halfway there, buddy. Chugga 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 chugga.
Lee, I kind of figured you wouldn't like this because I would think that you would think it would be too bland and vanilla and sort of formulaic and doesn't really
extremely formulaic. Like, you could teach this in a screenwriting class because it hits all of the cliche Hollywood tick marks.
That was fine with me when I watched it the other night. That was, like, what I wanted.
So, wait, hold on. Lucas and Lee, I'm asking because, like, I'm in the camp with Eric. I'm familiar with this movie, and I watched it as a child. Did you guys?
No.
I have not seen it.
This was, like, a Friday night pizza and a movie from Blockbuster film for me.
It's a sad Friday night.
So, like, I watched it, like, with my, like, it was, like, mom,
it's
dad.
It's a family movie.
Yeah, like,
same.
This was, like,
I totally agree.
I was familiar with Major Payne.
This is the first time I've ever watched this movie.
First impressions, Lucas?
I do not hate it.
Okay, I'll take it. Yeah. Lucas is on our side.
Exactly what you just said. The fact that it is formulaic, but it's formulaic in the fact that I was entertained by it.
Right.
A lot of times you just see the same one, two jokes, and I think Damon Wayans is really funny.
Oh my god!
His voice gets really annoying after a while.
Okay.
But I thought the same thing with like Tancredo. Her voice, after a while, after hearing it talking for half an hour, you're just like, oh my god, just please, like, who thought this was a good idea? But Damon Wayans still has a lot of charisma, I would say.
Yeah, but
carries it.
I mean, I'm not going to say this is a great movie, but no. I mean, the chemistry between the love interest is hard to watch.
I have
a lot
to say about that.
Yeah. But, like, it's still a pizza and on a Friday night movie.
It's
where
very
like
easy
the
to
reason
watch.
I watched it was like, yeah, late at night, I'm like getting sleepy and I'm like, I'm just gonna throw something on. And it was one of those things I kind of expected to half watch and ended up sort of watching it and being like, oh yeah, like I had fun with this. And like, that's all I wanted it to be. I didn't want like a high drama art film or anything. I'm like, I just needed like a simple, boring, formulaic movie that had some cheap laughs in it, and it hit the marks for me.
You will be bald like me.
I say that to all the students that I work with.
I think that this movie makes all Ernest movies look like Shakespeare.
I think you're a little harsh on it.
Yeah,
I
disagree.
I mean, I think
you're wrong.
Problems.
I think you're very wrong.
I mean, my
with
very
that.
First note.
Ernest
I think,
movies, I think, are worse than this. To the yeah. ones that I've
you're
seen.
You're gonna say that Slam Dunk Ernest is better than this?
No, but Ernest goes to Africa. Africa. Yeah, that's where I was.
Maybe
go
not all Ernest movies. That
no,
was a little
I disagree.
Bold.
My Gee, very, I'm glad it's raining.
My very first note is just that Payne is a war criminal. Because the movie opens in South America, where like he's clearly involved in a very illegal drug seizure.
U.S.
Because it's like operation, like sweep the drugs or whatever. And he's murdering men.
Yeah,
and
this
like,
was pre 9/11. You couldn't get away with that.
Yeah, I was like, you have.
So they
yeah,
say.
You can.
The U.S. has no business sending troops down to South America
they
to
do
kill
it all
men.
The time though.
Also,
I'm
we
just
lost
saying,
the drug
they've
war.
Been doing
him,
forever.
That doesn't make him not a war criminal.
True, but then he gets disbarred
for
some reason.
Watch your history,
also,
Chris.
Wait.
They're all war heroes.
what's his name? I don't even remember anymore.
Major Payne.
Yeah, but what's his first name?
Does it matter?
Max?
Do you need it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm making that up.
Okay, all right, yeah, fine. How does he get
for you?
How does he get?
He's just too. He basically he didn't. He did
too,
not get a promotion to.
I don't.
Even,
he's too deadly or something.
He's just too intense with the whole idea that he enjoys the killing. He
because,
likes being the military.
Yeah. Right.
In the military.
In the opening scene, someone's like, I'm shot. And he's like, I have an idea for you to get that, take that pain away. And he
Do
breaks his finger.
Do you want an idea to take off that pain?
You're slipping into.
I know.
Yeah.
Benson.
Benson Payne?
Major Benson
Payne.
Yeah,
that's right. So then the story is that they sent him to an academy where there's a JROTC program, and they're
JROTC.
Oh, sorry. In is it J?
No,
it's
a
junior
ROTC
program.
Yes.
No, you're right.
And which the ages of the children in this program range from 5 to 18
to 30. That guy looks older than me now.
Yeah, they're a ragtag group, I'll tell you. Except for the like cadet who's like screeching.
Okay, problem number
quits.
Yeah, he joins the rival school.
Problem number four for me is the fact that I don't get the concept of what the school is and how you can put a preschooler in with an 18-year-old, and I don't even think they accept JRTC under 14.
Let me tell you how that happens. I work in a lot of private schools, and
they just make shit up.
When parents are when parents are paying $30,000 a year, whatever, to be there,
whatever
if
happens,
your kid
happens.
Wants to be in JRTC, your kid's going to be in JROTC.
But it doesn't make sense as a troop, though.
No, but I'm sure he was just like in there and like, you know, just hanging with the boys.
No, he has a backstory. The 6-year-old
has no parents.
Yeah.
What's his name? Junior?
No.
I know. Okay. We did a great job watching this movie.
No, it's not Junior.
Junior's name was Junior.
I thought they called him Junior. Yeah.
No, Junior is his kid's name in My Wife and Kids.
Oh.
With Damon Wayans. Yeah. It's also hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah.
By the way.
So, 6-year-old kid, he's. I don't remember why he's there, but sort of the nurse
He has no real parents. He's just kind of like stuck in there.
He's stuck in a private boarding school. Interesting. His parents must have been legacies.
No, I think that she just kind of adopts him, quotation marks.
Yeah. And the nurse who's the love interest is like taking care of him. But then Major Payne gets in there and he starts cracking the whip.
Yeah, he thinks they're all military people, but they're not.
Yeah.
They're really not.
So, I mean, let's just break down some of the kids that are in this troop here.
All the classics. We got dorky kid with glasses.
Uh-huh.
Fat kid.
We also have the Shermanator.
Deaf black kid.
Shermanator.
From American Pie.
Deaf black kid who's really good at spinning the rifle. Can't wait to talk about the ending with you guys.
Oh my God.
And then sort of the leader of the bunch is the... sort of rebel
greaser.
Alex, yeah. The dude who's, you know, his dad is that character actor.
Michael Ironside.
And
he is cast too old. Straight up. That he looks like he's 25.
The kid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he was, I believe, 20 when they filmed this.
So he was barely there.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it should have been a much younger kid because then I feel like the growth in the arc would have felt more authentic because he's essentially already a man at this point.
Mm.
Whereas if it was like a younger kid coming into manhood, I think it would make it stronger.
Guys, I just want to say the premise of this movie, and I wrote this down kind of, is that this is the story of a U.S. government like
black ops
kill bot. Yeah. Who is like suffering from severe PTSD.
Oh, yeah, because there's a whole scene where it's like Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, and he's like screaming in a hotel room, like punching out windows. And he has no outlet for any of this trauma he's experienced except through these children. And then he takes his PTSD out on this young group of boys. And he's a horrible person until a certain point in this movie.
That's where the humor comes in.
I don't. That pitch, I love the pitch. I love the concept of this movie. I think the portrayal of Major Payne is off. It needs to be played more serious.
I agree.
And
I agree
humor
with that.
Would come,
comedy.
No, but the humor would come off of him being serious.
I agree with Leo on that point. I like the I enjoyed the movie. I think the movie works to some extent, and I agree because
he's too goofy.
I hate the voice. I hate the voice to Damian Wayans. I think Damian Wayans is like great in the movie, and I think that the voice, it just gets to a point where like, it's just silly.
Why does he have two gold teeth?
I like the gold teeth.
You do like the gold teeth? You'd appreciate the gold teeth with a more straightforward.
Yeah.
I don't think he's goofy. Like you guys say, he's goofy. Like, yeah, there's some scenes
he's reading the book that she gives him and like shaving his head with like a machete. Yeah. That's kind of goofy.
No, yeah, that's like, top notch comedy right there.
I think like for me, it's mainly just the voice. If the voice is more like straight on serious, because like, him doing that thing would play with the fact, like, if it was, again, like, if you put Jason Statham doing the same role, Jason Statham, and it would give him machete to him shave his bald
it's
head,
different.
It would have been funny because it's just, it would be goofy. Because
he'd be
he's,
very straight. Yeah. Gentlemen.
But
and that's
but
where the humor
yes,
would come
and then
from.
When he when he starts, like, especially when you're hear reading the choo-choo, like, the whole train.
And I was reading, and Charlie went up, and then Charlie's guts were blown all over the place, and his eyeballs were in one place.
Damon
but
Wayans
he just kept
is
going,
a comedian.
And he said choo-choo.
No, I
choo-choo.
Agree.
No, I, that, but that,
I no, I, this. He, again, he
none
could
of that bothered me
Damon
at
Wayans
all. I think that like gave him actually some depth.
I do agree. I think if he played it straight, no, because that's the problem is he has no depth, because if he had a backstory
or
seriousness, I would appreciate it,
which he has, but the backstory does not play into his character.
And the only moment that he finally is humanized is because he's a fucking monster before, like he is a fucking monster to these children until he defends Alex against Alex, like drunken stepfather. And at that moment, I at least wanted a backstory where he was like, hey man, I came from a broken home where, like, my dad beat my mom until I broke his arm and joined the army, and, like, that's what this means to me. And you never get that.
I don't need that because I interpret it as, like, the military has sort of taught him to be the way that he is. It's
a killing machine.
Like, he is. I think that deep down inside he is. I mean, it comes out in the dancing scene. Like, he is, like, a goofy guy, but that has been so suppressed that, like, he is not allowing himself to be that. And through the course of this movie, even just a little bit, he's allowing himself to relax a little bit, let the kids cut a little bit of slack once they gain their respect.
I agree with
he
your
also
assessment
sets them up
of
to
the,
have their ass kicked. Anyway,
I agree with your assessment of the character. And I think that is what the character is. But when you set him up already talking with that type of dialogue, he's already a funny guy from the get-go. Even when we see his backstory in the war, when he's in the opening,
well,
it's
not
he's
a war.
In,
this is why he's a war criminal.
Well, but either way, he's in a military operation, and he's speaking already with this goofy, funny voice. The fact that, like, you're right, his character is exactly what you just pitched.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's talking in a funny voice, it diminishes that persona.
I will say he does say it. He always plays it straight with the voice.
He does.
That's the thing. I don't like. I never.
But
there was
I
never
think
a scene
that
where they
works.
Were like making fun of his
no,
voice.
No, it's just but like that
I,
was
the
a
voice,
choice. Though,
I never
that was
once
made.
Even thought about the voice. Wow. It didn't bother
I
me.
Couldn't
it
get
didn't,
over it.
Didn't
I couldn't
think
get
it was
over
like. It wasn't like.
It was
oh,
like,
he's trying to be funny or anything.
It was like Ace Ventura level. Like he was always like up there.
Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, you know that they're buddies, right?
Oh, I mean, it's the same era.
Well, they did in Living Color together.
I didn't know that.
That's where that's where Jim Carrey got his start.
Yeah. No. So I can see that. And another thing, if you were to take, and this is going to be weird, but if you were to take Robin Williams and put him in this role, it would be an incredible movie.
I feel like that's a weird thing to say.
No, I wouldn't cast Robin Williams in this
movie.
I think
you could take the exact script and give it to Robin Williams.
Yeah, but he's like
great.
A great comedian. That's like saying, like, if you put him in any movie, like, yeah, it's
no, but you put
great.
You put Jim Carrey in, and it's not going to be any
no,
better.
No, this
but
that's a terrible Jim Carrey role.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm saying, like, Robin Williams of 1995.
Let me ask you guys this: if you had to recast Major Payne right now, today, who would you cast as
Wayne's
Major
Brothers?
Payne? Wait, two, like, so Major Payne is now two people?
Yeah.
Or three?
Yeah.
Is he all three Wayne
brothers?
All
three.
Well, no, because you're already casting it right at this point, this guy's sibling. Because Damian Wayans and the other was, what are the other actual two? Because he's, they're all related.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all brothers. Yeah. And also, his nephew is one of the cadets.
Yeah, and I think it's like, the issue for me is again, I think it's the voice. And the voice, because it is a choice between if it was just Damon Wayne's choice or him and the director or whoever chose it, I don't think it was the right choice. Because I think when you watch My Wife and Kids, Damon Wayne, I think he's funny in this movie. I think he's funny in general. I think that the character would be funny. Again, if I were to recast it, this movie, maybe Jason Statham would be too old for this right now, but I still think that he would be funnier.
Mm.
Because again, like the fact that why he's really funny.
Yeah, it's like Tommy Lee Jones being in that role.
Yeah,
sure.
It works because he's so straight.
In Crank, why he's so funny, because he even when he read the script, he's like, oh, I'm not a comedian. And then they're like, no, just play straight.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want you to be funny. We just want you to be you.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's move on from this and talk a little bit about
hold on. I want to hear...
I don't have one.
Nothing?
I want to hear
Robin Williams.
I want to talk about the I'm going to say the hijinks, the plot of this movie. So the kids do not like Major Payne because they basically signed up for JROTC so they could hang around and do nothing. And now they have to do, you know, military drills. So I'm trying to think of ones that stand out. So I remember
they give him the laxative.
That's what I remember the most is they give him a cupcake.
And he just eats the whole thing and eats more.
Laxatives do not work that fast. Like it takes like maybe 15 minutes.
No, you clearly missed the point of the movie where they said it was a super laxative.
Yeah.
It didn't even reach his stomach when the sound effects started to play.
You know what? I think that fart was just incidental. I think he just had
that in pocket.
You know, he could have been taking laxatives earlier for something else.
But like, why?
That's how
why
he gets his bowel movement.
But why doesn't that affect him? What about being
he's a bad motherfucker?
I don't understand how being a mass war machine has anything
because
to do with
farting.
Because
he's eating worse, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? Like what? Like
human
flesh?
Probably.
No, just
I just saw it as A, he was tough, or like B.
MREs. Well, I've seen your MREs that you brought at home.
Or B, that they didn't like put on like enough or something like that, or it wasn't as strong as they thought it was.
No, because he farts and then knocks out Terminator.
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
I don't think that movie's not funny. I just think that the voice.
I know what
takes
you think about the voice.
When is the scene where they beat him with like some nickels in a pillowcase? Is that in this movie?
No.
I think so.
The horror.
The scene I do remember though, as a kid, and it stuck with me because I was like, I found it really funny, is when the little 6-year-old is afraid because there's a monster in his closet, and he's like, "Get back in your room!"
He just shoots the door,
and then she's like, "No, I told you be more sensitive." He's like, "Okay, you want to be sensitive?" And he walks up and like cocks his 45 and shoots like four things, and he's like. If he's still in there, he ain't happy. And then the little kid runs out. She's like, what happened? He goes, Major Payne shot the monster. And if he's still in there, he ain't happy. Thought that was great. Great scene. Hilarious.
I actually wanted someone to just kind of... Part of me, when I watched him shoot the door, was like, I hope someone just falls out the door. And then nothing happened. I was like, it's still funny.
He would have gotten fired.
No, he wouldn't. It's a comedy movie.
The guy who's in charge of the school...
With the bugs?
Yeah. The principal. He's the uncle.
Mouse Hunt.
Well, he's the uncle from Christmas Vacation.
Easy, Mouse
Hunt. The blessing.
He's the dad.
Oh, yeah. Strange connection. He's been dead for 30 years.
He was a good dean or whatever he is. President
I don't know what the fuck.
No,
because
he hated all these kids, too.
Oh, the green boys.
Oh, yeah. You mean the green boys. I remember he also has the grenade, and because he's like, you better run. He's like, it's just a fake grenade.
He tosses
and he throws it,
and
it's a live grenade, and then they all run.
Yeah.
But it's like that sped up, like...
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate that.
There's a scene where they all have to run around in dresses, and I can't really remember why they have to do... Oh, because they hire a biker to come and beat them up.
I'm
mixing it up.
They're still trying to get rid of Major Payne. The first one is they hire... Alex gets money from them and hires a big, mean biker guy who's going to come threaten him and be scary. Major Payne just kicks his ass. The second time is like, all right, We need to have him doing something so horrendous they have no choice.
Yeah,
so they make that fat kid get into a dress, and they're going to have him lay in bed with Major Payne, take a picture of it, and be
which kind of plays into it.
He fucked this kid in a dress, and like, but basically, like, he sleeps with his eyes open.
And with his arms flexed.
And so, like, when he goes to get in bed with him, he just goes, hey, and, like, looks down. And they all freak out and run away. And because he catches them, he makes them all then, like, run their their normal routine. Yeah, but then the woman's like, oh, you need to do that. He's like, all right, go back to your voice and fold up them dresses real nice and put them on your bunk.
You know what? I just realized that these three movies so far have all, like, connected in sequence, like Tank Girl, Spice Girls tried out for Tank Girl, and in Spice World there was a whole military march sequence which connects to Major Payne. We should have a theme going like that.
Pepe Sylvia.
What else happens in this movie? Like I said, I watched it last month.
I want to talk about his love relationship, because like, yes, I think that romantic relationship is trying to humanize him, and I think it's fucking, he's problematic and he's a giant red flag.
Exactly.
It's part of that Hollywood formula.
I wrote that she's a bad person.
When you're pitching a story, you like need to say, oh, and there's a teacher.
Why would that attractive, smart woman who was like in child psychology be attracted to that man?
And if on his head, because the whole like first half he's like constantly yelling at the little kids and he's like, Major, what the fuck are you doing? And then she's like, well, maybe you can take me out for dinner.
It's a terrible date.
I think part of it is like she's just using the fact that she is a hot teacher to
for
convince
growth?
to get
that's
him.
That's how I took it.
No, she uses her hotness to convince him to do what she wants. And he kind of goes close enough to it, but he never fully goes all the way with her plan.
Yeah, but they still end up together.
They dream about picket fences.
Yeah. Afterward, he does.
Charlie does.
I like that. But it was the fact that after he starts understanding her thought when he reads the story to the little kid, and she starts seeing him in a different light.
I think
early on she is using him. Because it's like, I will flash like my cleavage and it will get him to do what I want him to do. And she thinks that she's controlling him, and she is to an extent, but he never gives in to her.
He does read her book.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he slowly gets in there, but like she thinks that she has more power than she does by just being hot to him, and he fights it. And
I think that's reading into it a lot.
Yeah, I think you're giving them too much. I think this is.
I don't think I am. I think it's very clear.
This is not a feminist movie.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. And I don't think that she's trying to be feminist. I just think that she knows that she's hot and he is ogling her.
I think it's just supposed to be, that she's into him.
Yeah.
I don't think she is.
No, she bends. That whole dance sequence where she like bends over.
That's way later into it.
I think it's weird. I think it's forced. Their chemistry's awful, and it doesn't bring.
When they're on a date, is the same night that he sets them up to get their ass kicked, right?
I think so.
Yes.
Because they're like, if you want that trophy, go and take that trophy.
And now
you sound like Forrest Gump.
But then, I know. But then, he sets them
Jenna,
up. Right?
You want me gone?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he sets them up, and then Alex is pissed, and he's like, well, if you want that trophy, you got to earn it. And that's what motivates him to start. Actually working towards
is that
Alex,
and after he also defends him afterwards
too. Yes, yeah, and so then training montage and then they're at the final JROTC games, although the main cadet squad leader with the sharp voice
he gets transferred to a different school.
He leaves. He's like, fuck this noise. I don't like Major Payne. He goes to like their rival school.
Well, because Major Payne because he keeps calling him like an ass kisser.
And then he puts Alex in charge of the squad. We need to talk about the dance number.
How are military competitions, if they really exist, judged?
They do exist. I don't know how
they're
judged.
War games, yeah.
Sure.
Did you not see the Dirty Dozen?
No, I've seen that.
Yeah, that's like kind of like how they do that.
So, I mean, I don't know how they're judged, but one thing I think is true, and I don't know enough about it, is that you can't do a hip hop dance number and expect to win.
It was the '90s. Think Kazam had a equally cringy
It was peacetime, yeah. Eric. We were not at war.
Yeah.
But, okay. You know what?
It was hard to watch. It was...
I don't want to say...
Desert Storm was
I liked
happening.
It.
No. It was... Desert Storm was over when this movie came out, I think.
So, yeah. I want to say I like the dance sequence. I don't know. Oh, Tiger's the little kid's name. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The one that just like leads the whole thing. It's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And he leads the whole thing. And I thought that scene was great.
I like that scene.
Yeah. And then the blind kid or the deaf kid comes up and he spins the shit out of that gun. And I was like, I'm into
Eric's
this.
Giving this a 4. I know he is.
I'm giving it a 6. I'm off the map. And then I don't know, there's a race between Alex and the screechy kid who transferred. And that's sort of anticlimactic because we don't give a shit about that kid anyway.
The climax of this movie blows.
Yeah.
It
it's
sucks.
Not great. Yeah.
I agree.
But so one point Major Payne was going to leave because they were going to bring him back to the army. And he has that dream sequence for people who might be listening who don't know the movie where he's married to the nurse
the teacher,
yeah. lady.
Psychiatrist. Whatever she is.
Teacher. And
yeah, it's not even clear.
Does he have Tiger as a kid or no? He's just married.
He definitely has a kid.
It's like a white picket fence.
A Mandela effect. I also thought it was Tiger, but
I think it is Tiger.
Some Vietnamese fighter.
Because Tiger does not have a family.
Right.
He adopts him, right? No.
No.
Again, I watched this a month ago.
I think on his dream,
because at the very end of the movie, Tiger is down there and he goes, "Go tell mom to bring me my clippers," and. I interpret that as like, oh, they're a family now. Even if it's not like won by like,
you might be right.
Yeah, just sort of.
Well, speaking of the screechy kid, though, because I was trying to figure out what this note meant that I wrote down, and now I figured it out. I wrote, "Betray needs to be bigger." Didn't even know it was happening, and I was like, "Oh, right, screechy kid," because he's like, he's originally the sergeant, and then all of a sudden he's like, "Well, I'm leaving this school," and that's it. And then we don't see him again until the end. And it took me.
To
be like, oh, that's the kid that left their squad. It's like, that needs to be like a whole reveal where they're like, dum, 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 you know, and he's like on the other team.
He knows
our fucking secret, and he knows like the thing.
He also
did
a scene with like Major Payne that they just kind of like.
There's a few scenes missing with Major Payne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally agree.
Major Payne and Alex never really have a scene.
Well, then it ends. I would explain the ending real fast, and then I want to hear your thoughts. So they have new recruits. I think Alex is gone. He graduated, I would assume. And all new recruits who are like, at that point, so like before Major Payne, the kids signed up.
No, they all joined the army.
Yeah, that's it. before Major Payne, all the kids joined JROTC because they're like, I can slack off here. And now there's, you know, they just won the games. And it still seems like all the kids signed up because they're like, I can slack off in JROTC now. I'm like, well, no. You know the school has this guy and you guys just won. You guys can't be like hippies in here. And there's the blind guy with the dog. There's other people. I don't remember. Like I said, it was a month ago.
I do like that joke though, with the blind guy with the dog. He shaves that guy's head and the dog.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Ends with him laughing. Chris, can you do the laugh?
He.
Credits, standing ovation, applause. Awards go to.
I like the line where he's like, "What are you, deaf?" "Yes, sir, he is." That was a good line.
Yeah.
Do 20 push-ups for talking. I didn't ask you.
The movie has some really, because like, the movie is just full of like classic references to. Other
a couple of
war movies.
Well, they do Apocalypse Now. That's a big one.
Yeah, they suck golf balls through a garden hose. They do that one.
Yeah, they don't do that. This is my favorite part.
No, but there is some Full Metal Jacket.
Is there?
In this. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that if you see little references, but they also have like some really funny lines that Major Payne just says. Like at one point, she mentions that Tiger. He's like, he's just 6. Like, woman, when I was 6, I had a full-time job.
Yeah.
That was a great voice, by the way.
Thank you.
Really good.
Don't ask me to do it again at the end of the episode.
I just did.
I will.
Forrest
I'm going
Gump.
To.
Can you do a Major Payne, life is like a box of chocolates?
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you gonna get.
Because he also does another line that was, you want sympathy? Look between shit and syphilis.
That's a line?
Funny. Yeah, it is.
What was this rated? Joke.
That's what I thought.
This is not a Disney movie, so they got away a little bit more.
PG-13.
Yeah.
They do cuss a few
times. Do you know
times.
Who directed this?
Fun fact.
No.
Nick Castle. Do you know who Nick Castle is?
Yeah. Jason?
He is Michael. He's the original Michael Myers.
Oh, wow.
He's the original shape from John Carpenter's Halloween.
I was going to say, yeah, that's one of the...
Who also was a co-writer, Escape from New York. The same writer who wrote Escape from New York wrote part of this movie.
Well, he directed
it. Yeah.
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 I see the resemblance. Because it's like Escape from JRTC.
Give me Kurt Russell doing this.
Sure. Yeah.
That's a good guess. Yeah, especially in that era. Yeah,
give me Kurt Russell.
That's not bad.
Major Payne.
I think it would be fun.
Okay.
Chuck Norris.
No, I'm just trying to think of like that early 90s. Like, who would you like?
Who would you do?
Yeah.
They do a missing in action thing too. When he's in the hotel room and he's shirtless on the bed. And he like punches that. There's that mom. That's from Missing in Action.
No, that's right? From Apocalypse Now, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
That's like Martin Sheen being all like when he got really drunk. And
do you know
like,
what I'm referring to with the Missing in Action scene when he's in bed?
Missing in Action 1 or Missing in Action 2?
I think 2.
The story
two
yeah, first.
Yeah, but I don't. I need to rewatch it.
Let's get some numbers and let's start with you, Lee, because I know you're going to be low.
I think
again, our scale is -5
yeah,
to 5.
Yeah, I know.
FYI.
So I think I told you that this was one of the worst written movies that I think we've done in a while. And I already can on that. I don't think it's written poorly. It's formulaic. So it's like a templated. Mm-hmm. And some of the lines that we
talked
about. You
think it's executed poorly.
Yeah. But like some of the lines are funny and are memorable and are homages that are great. But I think that the direction here, as well as the whole voice and his.
So you have a problem with Michael Myers is what you're saying.
Sure. Yeah. That's the biggest thing for me is that the tone is a little weird. And I've already kind of said my distaste for this and I'm just going to give it a -4.
Ouch.
Yeah. That's pretty okay.
Yeah, it's not the worst movie that I've seen, but it is painful to watch.
Okay, all right.
No,
Lucas?
Painful? All right.
Oh, no. I will not.
Oh, no, you don't get our sympathy for that one. I will give it a 2.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to be in the negative category.
No.
Okay,
I enjoyed the movie.
You guys are giving this a positive?
Yeah, no, I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I wish...
You thoroughly enjoyed this movie?
Yeah.
Lee's going to lose his goddamn mind.
I think that
no, he's leaving. Lee's leaving? He flipped his chair over and he's walking
the formula,
out of
the
room now.
The formula works for me. I enjoyed the character arc, the growth that's in their movie. Again, the only thing that I wish that it was that the character was built more seriously within this weird, wacky comedy universe. Again, I think a Jason Statham like serious character playing these things without the voice gets really annoying after a while.
We know what you think about the voice.
And I think
what's
like
the voice sound like?
I wish it was more serious and I think it would be more funny if it was the character was taking in a serious route.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I don't dislike the movie. I think the movie works.
Okay. So I really want to give this a 2, but I'm only going to give it a 1. So I saw this as a kid a lot, liked it, didn't see it for 2015 years, something, watched it a month ago. And I think because I watched it a month ago that there's been some distance between the movie a little bit. And that's like, I don't really want to watch it again anytime soon. I think if somebody throws this on and you're like stuck in there, I don't think you're going to hate it unless you're Lee. You might.
It's
but like,
funny.
I don't think you're going to have like the greatest time, but I think you're going to be entertained for it enough at scenes. I do think this is like a very lighthearted sort of just if you're looking for a movie that's sort of
it's
mindless.
Very basic, yeah.
Yeah, it's very basic. It's just sort of a feel good movie that's fun for the whole family. grandma included, except for the shit part. So yeah, I'll give it a 1. Just it's not going to be the best thing you've ever seen. It's not going to be the worst. I enjoyed it, but I think realistically, that's where I land. Chris,
hey guys,
does he go positive or does he go negative?
Another little fun fact for you: this was shot at the same campus that the movie Toy Soldiers was shot on. I don't know if you guys have seen that one.
Nope.
Sean Austin. Yeah, like the same building, school that was empty. It's Sean Austin and my man from Star Trek.
Leonard Nimoy.
I've never
Young
small
guy.
Soldiers?
Big dork.
Yeah. Toy soldier.
It's like Die Hard with like army brats.
No, no, you're talking about the wrong movie here, aren't you?
No. No, no, not the animated Toy Soldiers. There's another movie called Toy Soldiers.
Oh, Toy Soldiers.
That's like Sean Austin and
not Small Soldiers.
Yeah, Quill Wheaton. That's what I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's kind of like Taps a little bit, but it's like a funnier version of Taps with Tom Cruise and it's like military kids.
That doesn't help our point here. What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is I think it was a theme. I think it was in the air. I think it was like, you know, they were feeling it.
We weren't at war at the time.
Yeah, we weren't at war. It was kind of like the military might be fun, kind of adventurous.
Sure.
We are young, we run free. I'm going to give it a one.
Okay. I'm trying to find the budget for this movie. Hang on.
No, I think it's enjoyable. I had problems with it, but I'll give it a one.
I liked how I liked if you know me, the use of the word turds. I thought was funny
a lot. Yeah. Come on, you turds.
Well, I can see that this made $30 million, but I don't know. I'm seeing one place that says the budget was 55, but
that
I don't know.
Seems
I don't think
high.
That's right. I don't think that's right. Yeah, again, it's just 20? Googling stuff right now.
Yeah, no,
they're mostly on like three
locations.
Oh no, okay. Yeah, I'm seeing somewhere else that says it's only 30 as well.
Paycheck?
So it might have broke even, and that's about it.
It still costs $30 million.
I'm just. Yeah, I'm trying to find things.
High.
I know. I can't find a good source for
it. Also, if you're a Black Ops agent that is going to go into another situation at the end of the movie that he did, the general does not personally drive in a Humvee and give you a folder and say you're leaving tomorrow. That does not happen.
It does if you're committing war crimes.
I mean, he is. He
Why
is
would he not just say, pack your bags, get in the Humvee, we're going tomorrow?
They're friends.
No, no, but where?
Yeah, but why would he? None of that makes any sense.
Isn't he sending him to Bosnia?
that was actively going on.
Yeah, that's
there
what
were
I mean.
Many atrocities.
And he's like excited about it. He's like, oh, like he's just hard. Like,
I want to do Major Pain 2 follow up. So if the year is 2021,
you know what? Before you say anything else, is there a Major Pain 2? Because like, I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't think so.
No, I doubt it.
You guys don't think they made like
franchise?
No.
Yeah, I very much doubt
it. It doesn't seem like is. Okay.
So we can make one.
Only they're being real risky. Because after that point, there
being
were...
a straight-to-video thing.
No, there were so many actually war atrocities that were happening that the fact that like you're glamorizing funly this character...
Yeah, but if you make the new Major Pain a dog, then it's fine.
Then just don't call Major Pain.
No,
just
no,
call
no.
Major Dog. Why would you bother?
16.
Why would you bother? Major Pain 2? Just call Major Dog.
Guys, Major Dog fits in almost every demographic of movie we've done.
So we should
put
definitely
a
like,
real shaggy dog.
So a crazy inventor dad creates a thing where the dog
he just
can talk
barks
and the
rules
dog joins the military.
Yeah, but it's a real shaggy, adorable, cuddly dog.
For like our 100th episode, we should each come with like a pitch for a movie. And just,
guys, I got it. The crazy dad scientist turns himself into a dog on accident.
He cannot.
And
he
himself.
He needs to be a military man. He cannot just be a scientist because
he needs to be
a crazy.
He can be both. He can work for the military.
I think he needs. Yeah, he needs to work for the military. He was the one that
he volunteered for the experiment.
Yeah.
And he gets turned into a dog,
and now he's trapped in this shaggy dog thing. But now he still has to run.
Disney,
the military,
if you're listening to this podcast,
Major Dog.
We can cut a deal. Major Dog. Major
Real
Dog
cheap.
Dad.
Major Dad
we,
Dog.
We
Major
can
dad
give you a dog? Whole cinematic universe for Major Dog. Because they have the enemies. Obviously, the Taliban are just run by cats.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Well, sure, they steal the technology, but they fuck it up,
and
they
Persian
actually
cat?
Turn themselves into cats.
Is a Persian cat? Sounds already like it's a terrorist group.
I don't know.
Sounds
like
a terrorist to me.
I hate it.
I love it. All right, gang, I think we need to wrap
Jason
things up here.
Jason Statham doing the voice of the cat?
Oi, I see you've messed up again, dog. I'm coming for you, and I'm coming for everyone you've ever loved and anybody you've ever sniffed. Be warned.
And Russell Crowe.
Thank
Crow's
you so
the
much for listening to Throwback Theater.
See, we're on board.
Find us on all the social media and pitch. Let us know what you want to make, what the plot would be of Major Dad Dog.
Major Dad Dog 2.
And before we leave.
Yeah, let's start with the sequel.
Can I get everyone's, can I get your Major Pain?
I will not.
You turds, you keep doing and talking about my movie like it's bad and it's good.
I guess we never really talked about the bedtime story he reads to Tiger,
which was
the bedtime story.
Well, I think I approached it in my Jason Statham voice at first.
Yeah. I actually really enjoyed this
I kind of forget the actual story
it
itself.
It starts off, it's the little,
he's yeah, a little engine that could.
Oh, and then he's like, and then Charlie came like, out of the woods and blew up his legs. Yeah. And he keeps going.
And he's screaming out, and your friend's guts are all over your face, and he just keeps on chugga 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 choo choo.
Yeah.
I feel like I need something to say. I can't just sort of come up with something.
How much
do you like wearing dresses? Because I can't think of anything. I'm just trying to think of something he might say. I blew it.
It's not bad though.
Go for it.
How much would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Thank you so much for listening. That's the only way we can end this. Stick around for the trailer for next week's episode, and have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
What if we made our own summer camp?
It's deranged.
No counselors.
It's brilliant.
No rules.
We need an adult to pull it off.
I'm an adult. Thank you very much.
Technically. And no parents.
She'd be gone for 8 weeks?
Yes.
Camp Nowhere.
Let the games begin!
They've conned their parents.
Hi, Mom. Yeah, this is Arnold.
Yes.
They've paid off the authorities.
You're a little short.
No, you're a little fat.
And they bought all the supplies.
Nice one, guys. Ever think about how you're gonna get it inside?
Or the chainsaw!
Now, they're writing their own ticket for the summer of their lives.
Letters home to your parents so they don't get suspicious.
Don't worry, Mom.
Write me.
We won't be playing with caps or sparklers.
Check this out.
We've had some reports of a gang of unruly kids in the area. You know anything about that?
No, officer.
This summer.
What's the phone number of that camp?
We are so screwed. All the parents want a parents' day, so we'll give them a parents' day. The nerds are here.
At Camp Nowhere.
What kind of omelet is that?
Popcorn.
Breakfast of champions. Kids rule. Christopher Lloyd. Camp Nowhere.
Try rubbing them together. What if we can't get it going?
Yeah. Oh,
thank God.
That was close. Yeah.